Hundreds of thousands of migrant birds are killed in Egypt each year. You'd think this would be an Egyptian problem. But according to Brian Finch, co-author of The Birds of East Africa, the impact can most severely be seen in Kenya.
At present, the migrants are moving through the Egyptian and Mediterranean region now, and historically countless millions used to come down and spread through Africa and getting into the crops and clearing out the insects that could cause detrimental damage to the harvest. Egypt in 2012 managed to catch and slaughter 140 million small insectivores, warblers, chats, wagtails, and an awful lot of shrikes. And most of these are not for subsistence. They go to the hotels in Cairo where they're sold as a special food.
What kind of impact is that number of deaths having on the bird population?
The problem is that these birds are insectivores. They're not frugivorous birds, meaning that they eat insects, not fruit and seeds. From time immemorial, the birds used to move through into Africa to escape the northern winter, and they used to feed on the insects here. If you take the insectivores out of the ecosystem, you've lost an integral cog in the wheel of nature, and the insects are taking advantage of this and breeding up because there's no predators on them. As a result, the food stuffs will become harder to grow because of insect infestation. Prices of food will go up, and it'll cause a lot more poverty in Africa.
And what kind of research is there to support what you're saying?
There's a recent study carried out by the University of Nairobi, and in this they netted off a field of kale, brassica, and left three-quarters of the field open to no netting and so that the birds and the insects could pass in and out as they please. The netted area completely excluded birds and just allowed the insects to come in and move around. And then at the end of the experiment, they measured the damage, leaf damage to the crop, and they found that the netted areas where the birds were not allowed to enter had 30% more damage and was unusable. And if you take this over a much wider area, 30% is a huge amount of damage to the crop. And as a result of this, the prices of food will escalate with birds not going into the crops to clear out all these damaging insects. People use insecticides. The worst poisons will be used, and they'll be rife all through the country, all through Africa, to get rid of the insects, and it'll leach into the water table and so on and so forth. As the areas become unsuitable for growing crops, as in marginal areas where people subsist on very little rain and just get by, once you start leaving the insects there in the crops, then these areas will disappear completely. They will lose everything.
What then can be done? Because obviously it's not a problem, actually, or the issue is not happening within Africa, it's happening elsewhere. So how can Africans influence, or how can anybody for that matter, influence the Egyptians to stop?
We have to show a very strong voice. And for this reason, we are setting up a BMAD, which is Bird Migrant Awareness Day. The idea is that we're going to publish in lots of journals all around the same period. And in it, there will be an invitation to send a vote into AVAZ, that's A-V-A-A-Z, which is a very successful site for people to make issues like this known. Try and show BirdLife International that the people are out there to support them and that they do have the numbers, and hopefully they'll be able to bring some pressure on the Egyptian government to completely halt this barbaric practice.
And what's been the response of the Egyptian government so far?
Nothing.
And is Egypt the only culprit, or actually are other countries also complicit in this?
In the Mediterranean region, which is the area that concerns us, there are other countries that do not receive quite the amount of migration that we receive through Egypt, like Morocco, Algiers, and then you have islands like Malta, Cyprus, even the Italians complicit in this slaughter.
But I understand that a lot of this slaughter, particularly if you're a member of the European Union, is actually illegal. So how come it's still going on?
Although it's illegal within the European Union, the people often refer to a thing called the Bonn Agreement, in which migrant birds are protected. And Egypt is a signatory to the migrant birds protection, except that it just covers water birds and birds of prey. the small birds are not covered by any protection anywhere by any EU agreement.
That's Brian Finch, co-author of the Birds of East Africa field book and app.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.